Welcome to another episode of Million Dollar Stories, where we get to interview authors from all over the world. If you're an entrepreneur out there looking to start or grow a business, this podcast is for you. I love talking to authors because they have the courage to take their thoughts, put it down on a piece of paper, and that piece of paper may change the world. And if you're looking to write a book out there, check out dreamstarterspublishing.com. We can help you out with wherever you're at in the process of writing a book. And also, if you have a book out there and you're trying to use the book in the right fashion to generate leads, check out bookmarketingcrm.com. Anyways, the book that we're talking about today is really all about the mindset and creating this energy that you attract everything that you want rather than chase it down. You know, I used to think that as long as I had the work ethic and the hustle, I can chase and acquire anything. It's just not the case. It was whenever I realized that traction marketing is the secret. And that's why I think this is absolutely perfect for you if you want to apply attraction marketing techniques to your life. Now, this individual wrote many books, but the one that I really want to focus on, I think is his newest one, is Turn Your Mind into a Money Magnet: How to Use the Laws of Physics to Create an Abundant Life. God, I love that title and subtitle. Happy Mind, Happy Life. Way to look at it. And the author is with us today, Peter Zansel. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Mike, for the invitation.
Well, let's start off with the genesis of this book. I mean, you have a few out there. I think one of the other ones that did really well was in 2021. This one came out in 2022. What made you want to write this book in particular?
Yeah, actually, I started with the first book, and I was writing it for me because I would put everything I learned on the paper and make some recap for me myself. And afterwards, I was finished. I just realized, actually, it's a good material and it will be a good thing for other people also. So I put it outside, and afterwards came the idea I should write another one. Yeah, there is still something to write about and put more information. And with this book, particularly with Turn Your Mind into a Money Magnet, the idea was to convince someone who is really logical that the things that we are talking about are working. Because there are people out there, they are talking about law of attraction, but somehow they are not really believing in it. Or the logical part of their mind says, I don't really believe in these things. Yeah, I need some proof, although I need something to measure it to. Yeah, and then came the idea of physics. Because if you look on the physics and how they work exactly, and you know we have some things that we can prove, they are working there. And we can apply the same rules also in our mindset and our non-physical life. And that was the idea that I get, and I put it then in this book.
Love it. Now, there are three laws of physics that I apply quite frequently. And the one law is force equals mass times acceleration, right? If you are trying to make a big impact, you need to understand mass times acceleration. And maybe you do not have a big company or a big name yet, but you do control acceleration and therefore speed. And if you have speed, you can win. That's one. Another one that I live by is every action has a reaction, right? I think that is another Newton's law. And so you have to realize that if you're trying to get money or opportunities, it's not so much of waiting for them, but doing something that will actually spur that, whether it's write a book or whether it's create some type of an alliance with a high performing individual, or do something really special that gets the attention. So always worry about the input rather than the output first. And the other one is an object in motion stays in motion. And I think that momentum is crucial. People out there are waiting for the perfect opportunity to be perfect on camera, to write the perfect book, when the one who wins usually starts with a very small snowball and it just develops and develops and develops and eventually becomes this juggernaut. So those are three that I live by. What are your go-to sources of information when it comes to physics in general for the mind?
Yeah, I actually used the same as you, so it was really nice to have some recap. And I also write a short story, I think in the first book, In the Sky is No Limit, So Reach for the Stars, about a guy who is riding every day to his field from his place. Yeah, he goes in a tractor and go to his field every day. And he's doing it every day, every day, every day. And there are just long tire or the step foot from the tires in the ground. So after a while, he can just put the gear on in the tractor and it will lead without any steering to the same place every day. And this is what we do with our thinking. If we would like to change, we actually need just a small change. Yeah, it will be like put a small shift in the steering wheel, just 1 millimeter right or left, and he will never go to the same place again with this doctor. Yeah, but he started a really, really small thing, but he will doing it consistently in a period of time. And that's what you said. If you are persistent and you stay with this changing a long time, then afterwards with time, it will show another result.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess you got to create the groove is what you're saying. Basically, the conduit is that probably the best way to put it, that you have to prepare the mind in a way that you are living as if, right? I think you're everybody's.
Absolutely. Go ahead. If you look on some painting in the gallery, yeah, you look on the picture that someone has first at his mind, yeah, and afterwards he put it on the paper or the canvas. So there's actually no original painting, you know. Yeah? And this is the same if you look some architecture. Yeah, you see that the architect first have an idea in his mind, and afterwards he put his plans according to the rules. He's working outside, and afterwards the building was there. Yeah. So we started always as an idea, and if you would like to have new results in life, you have to start with a new idea. So you have to first see it in your mind to be able to somehow put it in work, and afterwards go and do everything about it you can do, and don't hurry. Yeah, you have time. You just have to make a small little shift every day. Mm-hmm. And after a while, you will come to the paradise, I will say.
Well, it sounds like you are applying the great quote, first you have to dream the painting, and then you have to paint the dream, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And a lot of people are saying, well, until I am the greatest artist, until I have the right paint or the right panel to paint on, I'm not even going to get started. No.
Yeah.
It starts up here first, and then it's one stroke at a time. And as if you believe that eventually you will, or maybe this is the best way to put it, if you live as if that you already have all the skill sets, I don't know what it is, but you start to act in that manner. And maybe we are all fortune tellers, where we're all saying to the world, either I'm not ready or I'm not enough, or I'm ready and I'm prepared. And the more you brainwash yourself, and I think that's a phrase you can use in a positive way, the more you program your brain to say that you're ready and you're willing and you are capable of any opportunity that comes your way, the universe will test you with that. And if you say, I'm not ready, I'm not prepared, I'm not good enough, I haven't been given permission, I am telling you, this will affect your dating life. This will affect your bank account. This will affect your opportunities that are given you. This will affect your clients even trusting in you. But if you say to the world, I'm ready, I am telling you, it's almost as if your body responds in that manner. And is there any type of physics that really ties in with that? Because I think it's 100% true.
Absolutely. And that's also what I was writing in the book. Because if you look on the magnetism, how is it working? I was describing it very easy because I'm also not a physician, but I learned everything in the ground school and still with me, and I understand it better now. So basically, you can see yourself as a small ball. Yeah, this is the core of you. And around you, there are small satellites. That's the electrons that are spinning around you all the time. And there are a lot of electrons moving in another directions. They are not spinning in the same orbit, so to say. And if you find a way to magnetize yourself, you can induce these electrons to move in the right one direction, all of them. in one direction. And this spinning in the one direction is actually what is magnetizing. And this is the moment when a material, or also yourself as your body, start to be a magnet. And you can, at this moment on the physical level, pull the things that you are looking for to yourself. Yeah, but you have to find a way how to put yourself on this level of thinking, how to put yourself in a relaxed state when you just let the energy flow, and this energy will move these electrons in the right direction. And this is the way when the things are coming to you. There are opportunities coming there. There are ideas coming there. And anything what you are doing now in this state of mind is easier. It's flowing. Yeah. If you look on the sport events, you see the guys, they are training for it. Yeah. They are in the zone. They train for it to be in this the constant place, just to allow it to happen. They don't have to struggle. They let it go. And that's what we have to do with our minds, to find a way how to chill, how to be easy about it, and don't fight. Yeah? Don't give up the struggle and just let it flow.
Mm. So I would say that one thing that happened in my life was getting around elite performers. It seems like their belief rubbed off on me, their vision a little bit, maybe even rubbed off on me. I wasn't able to see how I could create a book business and that could transcend certain aspects of just editing and writing and cover design, and create multiple revenue streams from it. But other people kept saying that it was possible. So by being around these people, maybe it rubbed off on me, and maybe it's even more than just that. It was the belief that I had what it takes. I was able to speak more clearly. I had more confidence. I had an energy that I didn't even know. It was untapped. So being around people is one way that this can happen, right? Or even just reading the right book. So if someone's out there listening or watching this right now, what is a way that they can start to become more of a magnet? Is it simply by joining more masterminds or just reprogramming
your brain? That's the one way of doing a magnet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you described it really good, because you said you was near to the person or to people who are already on this thinking level, and you was in the good environment. Yeah, it was really, really, really nice. And if you look on the magnetism again, you know, if you put some metal in the near of a magnet, this metal will be also magnetized. So the environment from the real magnet magnetized the steel. And the steel is just in near of this magnet. Yeah, it's the same as you was in the good environment. And this is the easiest, fastest way to create a magnet. And also to be an strong magnet for the things you would like to have in life. If you are in a good environment, it's not always easy. Yeah? There are people out there that are struggling because they are not in the right environment. but it will be the easiest way to put these guys just to the place where they will be surrounded with these good things.
Now, you have a very technical background and you understand this stuff at a much higher level than me. When a piece of steel is, or let's just say a magnet has a negative, what do you call it?
Polarity.
Polarized in a negative manner, right?
Yeah.
How much longer does it take to go to a positive polarization, right? Like I think of those people who grow up in an environment, whether it's a family or a social circle, that looks at capitalism in the bad way, or doesn't believe in God, and maybe doesn't have a positive outlook on life simply because of the environment they're around. It is very difficult to take them from that environment to moving them up without a journey, without a transition period. And it does take longer for some. So could you kind of equate that to that a piece of steel or that magnet, and maybe what it takes to actually turn that from negative to positive?
Actually, it's very easy, because if you look on a magnet, it has always two poles. So if there is a negative, there is also the same positive. Yeah. And the question is, where are you focusing? Where are you putting your attention? If you are focused all the time because of the bad environment or your bad things in life, then you are polarized to the negative. But the positive is always there. You don't see it because you are focused on the negative. And your way to find the positive way is just switch your mind again. Switch the energy flowing through you. Try to find one thing in your life which is working, and putting the attention on it all the time. And I was writing also about the small story about the two wolves in my first book, which basically says that grandfather was talking a small story to his grandchild. He says, you know, there is a two wolves in every one of us. One is good, the second one is bad. And there is a battle, constant battle. And the child just asks, okay, which one wins the battle? The answer is really easy. The one you feed, the one you give your attention to. And if you give your attention to one positive thing, only one, you don't need 10 or 20, just one thing that is working in your life, the all other things will be weaker, slower, and they will disappear. And more of the positive will come in your life. Mm-hmm. But you have to find a way how to switch your mind and focus on this one thing.
Man, I love that story. It always gives me chills when I hear it. I really dig that. I guess an old Indian story, old Indian proverb. And I'm with you on that. I think that whenever I was starting a business, I always focused on lack, what I didn't have, what I was not good at. And you will always get more of what you focus on.
Yeah.
It's very much like getting up on stage, saying to yourself, don't screw up. You know what I mean? You don't make a mistake. And so your subconscious will hear mistake, you know, screw up. And so it's almost as if I'm focusing on not making a mistake, which will actually create a mistake. And if I create this mentality that I'm going to crush it, I'm going to do well with this client, I'm going to make lots of money, you're focusing on money, winning, success. And it just becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's wild how that is. And I'm with you. It comes down to your focus. But here's where I realized that it all kind of makes sense. If I wake up in a bed that I'm proud to be in, with a schedule that I'm proud to live, and I have enough, regardless if I make a sale that day, or regardless if I get invited to some speaking event or whatever, if I live as if I have enough, my energy is different. I'm already in a state of grace and abundance. And what's wild is that people sense that and more comes my way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why is that?
That's physics again. If you are in a good energy, you can meet always just a frequency which is similar to yours. You cannot see another frequencies in this moment. It's like listening to the radio. You know, you can adjust the frequency of the radio. So if you don't like, I don't know, rock music, and you like just rap, then you have to adjust the radio to the rap. And you don't have to listen to the rock. But you have to adjust this frequency, and you do it with your thinking. You are doing it about the things you think all the time. So if you think about how things should go well and how things are working out for you and how the things are going in the right direction, you are changing your energy and your frequency is also higher and higher. And at this moment, you can connect with other things on the same frequency too. Yeah? So you don't see the other stuff outside. And I also write about it if you are interested in something. Last time I was looking for my new car, and I decided to go for BMW one. And till then, I was not really looking for these cars. But from this point where I decided I'm going to go for it, I just saw everywhere. Yeah, there was BMW.
Cars
all the
are
time.
Everywhere. The car that you want. Oh, there it is. There it is.
And before, where they were, they were also there, but I was not realizing it because my attention was not there. And I was sending another energy outside than before. So I was now able to see the things that I don't see before, just because I changed the energy.
Mm. Yeah, I think that a lot of people struggle with that because they think it's all hoopla, it's all magical. And you got to get your mind right before you get your life right. And like you said, individuals sense it. There's a frequency. Maybe there's a gut instinct that's happening within everybody that you might be able to explain with us. But frequencies, for example, if I'm at a certain vibration, certain level, and somebody in my life is at the exact same level, when they start to either drop or maybe rise, most likely drop, you sense it. There's something different about this person, right?
Yeah.
Something happened in their life that made them go off the path a little bit. And I don't know if that person fits in this, in my life anymore. Something is going wrong, but you notice it. And maybe this is at a very subconscious level, but there's something going on. And maybe because energy is, it's might be invisible, but it's definitely felt. So can you explain that?
Of course. You have your intuition. It's one of your higher faculties that we all of us have them, but we are not really used to use them. And you explained it really good. If you see someone whose mood is not really high or who is really low, you can feel it. He don't have to say anything, but you have the feeling about it.
Yeah.
And nice thing is also if you are waiting somewhere in the row for your coffee or something, and someone is staring at you. Someone's looking at you all the time, and you don't have to look on this direction, but you feel it. And this is just the intuition picking up this vibration. And with intuition, you have this opportunity to feel and sense this energy from other people and from also from other things. So it's a normal thing, and our job is also to train it more and to be more. Sensible and to find out, okay, well, where are the other people or where I am with my energy right now. So the intuition is giving us these hunches and these feelings about other things.
So one quote that I heard recently has to be, I guess, in regards to the client that you want, you must first be. And I thought to myself, man, is that unbelievable, right? Like, I sometimes, when I go to flea markets, I may see a certain item that I want to buy, and just for fun, I will haggle with them. Oh, it's only a $20 chair. I'll give you 18. Well, in my life, I don't want people to haggle with me. So I started to shift that. And I know this sounds crazy, but maybe I need to become the client that I want first. And I do believe it kind of, it's connected to some degree. But when you start to live in a way that you realize that every action is being duplicated and almost being attracted, you know, the type of person you are, whether you do it to somebody directly or whatever, it's going to attract a certain person. My personality creates my personal reality. That's a Dr. Joe Dispenza quote. Mm-hmm. And I think that it does kind of ripple into all parts of my life. So you start to manage what you say much more clearly. You start to be more protective of self-talk, who you surround yourself with, the type of actions you take, who you invest in, because you realize when you start to get very elite at this game, how much it does impact you, whether it's right now or there's a domino effect down the line a little bit. And is that true? Do you believe in the same thing that if in order to attract the right client, you must be the first, the right client? Is that right?
Yeah. It's again, the frequency. You have to be on the same frequency as the ideal client in your mind. And I'm also working in the sales. So for me, it's really important that I'm on the same level as my clients also.
Yes.
Because if I'm selling a product for 100K and I'm not used to sell product for 100K, then the frequencies are not the same and I struggle. But when I find a way to put myself the same frequency and have no problems with it to sell a product for 100K, then I will also attract the customers which are moving on this level. Yeah. And I don't have to speak about other with customers who are not on this level and struggle for it and fight for the sale. Yeah. So you have to create a mindset. You have to be on the same energy as the things that you are looking for.
When did you get into all this? I mean, you said you were, I think, were you an engineer or you're a physician? And then you started to see the connection of dots. What made you fall in love with this pathway?
Actually, I started for 3 years with really deep with the Bob Proctor coaching.
Bob Proctor.
So I learned a lot from him. And I also say there are no new ideas what I'm talking about, but I found my new own perspective on them. And this idea to the physics was just like, you know, I get it from there. I downloaded the information and put it together and it clicks for me. And it gives me from my logical part, the answers, what I was looking for. Because before I was reading and talking about law of attraction, but I was not really understanding it on the deeper level. And now, when you know how the physics behind it works also in the normal life, then I have more sense for it now and I can better understand it. So that was the really deep start for 3 years ago now. Yeah.
Wow. Tell me a little bit about how much desperation actually either could help somebody in some situations, because if you're desperate, it might mean you take action. But desperation does not make you a money making machine. It never really gets the girl. It never gets the client. It never gets you that opportunity. Desperation usually pushes away everything that you want. So why is that? And what does that have to do with physics?
Yeah. I always say sometimes the people have to really leave the bottom. They have to fall down and they have to leave the moment when they have no options. Yeah, they are just pushed against the wall and they have to do something now because there is no struggle. They lost everything they have and the only way is to do something new. And sometimes it's the only way how to learn something new because they were not able to change something in their thinking before they lost everything. So I will say desperation is something, a good thing. I will not always recommend it to go so far, but sometimes it's the only way that you finally learn your lessons.
Yes.
And the lesson is always the same. You have to find a way to think new ideas and do new things. Because if you always do the same things as before, you cannot achieve new results. And the doing of the thing starts always with the thinking. So you have to find a switch in your brain and find new ideas. And it should be just a small, really small shift, as I said, in the gear. Real small thing. And as I started, it was the gratitude. I started with the gratitude journal, and that was for me like, okay, everything is shit, but I found few things that are good working out for me. Yeah. And I put them down. And afterwards, okay, I found 1, 2, 3. Okay, perhaps this is also a good thing. And this small exercise is already changing the energy for the better. And you talked about the momentum. Yeah, the things in movement stays in movement. Mm-hmm. And you have to just start small. Start with one small idea. Hold it in your mind for 1, 2 minutes. And another idea will come to you. Similar idea to it. And afterwards, another one. And this is the momentum. But if you wake up and you have the same ideas as yesterday, the momentum will be there, but the wrong direction. Yeah. So every day when you wake up, you have the opportunity to start really from the scratch, from the beginning. Because your mind is clear. The most important part is just find a good idea every day. And from this good idea, develop the next, then go in action. And this is the momentum. This is how you can change your thinking and change your mood and change your energy for the better.
Yeah. When you say that, I it makes me think of those who are stagnant. It's almost like if you're in a river or a pond and you're not moving, there is no growth. There's no transformation. And as every entrepreneur looks back on their life, they realize it's just the hero's journey, but there's got to be movement. There's got to be one jump to the next. And I think about people with movement that are constantly, they're constantly progressing. It's almost as if that is required to burn off all the shit, right?
Yeah.
And Jordan Peterson has the great quote, if you want to live the ultimate adventure, start telling the truth. Truth will burn away bad relationships, you know, bad experiences, and you'll get down to the nitty gritty of who you really are. But you do not get that until you're in movement. It's like, you know, if you're flying through space, all the stuff that's not concrete or solid or whatever is going to just burn away. And so you need movement, and this is part of physics, right? To build character. I guess that's the word I'm looking for, to create the character, to understand the character within, because character, I guess, is, you know, it's like I guess it comes from a Greek word where it has to do with imprints. You know, they would hit a piece of block onto stone, and that would be the character that they're creating. So like you're getting formed out of movement, and maybe that is what's required. And individuals who are in their corporate job that they hate, they're never able to transform simply because there's no movement. So create movement in every aspect, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's always, if you do something new and you start to change your thinking and your habits, afterwards there will come new things to you. So you will find another idea and another idea. So there is no ending. Yeah, it will be always better and better and better, and improvement and movement. And as you describe it, it will be like that. The question is, in which way are you moving? Are you moving left, right? Yeah, and you have to decide with your ideas in your mind.
Another thing that I've learned, and I don't know how this applies to physics, maybe you can share some insight, but individuals who look at $100,000 as a lot of money will behave in a way that they treat $100,000 as a lot of money. Same thing with a million. I've talked to people who have $10 million and they actually say, well, $10 million is not that much money. I believe there's two aspects to that. Number one, in their life, it might not be because they're trying to buy $100 or $100 million properties. But the other aspect is they don't put it on a pedestal. And if it doesn't feel like it's out of reach, it's obtainable. And maybe they just respond, they're more loose, and therefore they take action. They're not afraid of it. Therefore, it's not that big of a deal. I've realized the same things. You know, whenever I look at somebody says they make $100,000, I'm like, that's really not that much money. Back in the day, I used to think so. And so I would look at certain actions as way too scary because, oh my God, what if it's $100,000 investment? Like, that's too much. Now I don't see it that way. So can you tell us a little bit about what's happening there in the mind when you put things on a pedestal?
Yeah, that's actually the next tool that you have in your mind, the perception. And you can apply it for everything in your life. So if you would like to see something as a small thing, you just have to find something that is bigger or smaller.
Yeah.
So you have to shift in your mind the thing that you are looking on it, on how you are looking on it. So it's really easy. If for someone, as you said, the 100K is a lot of money. But if you have someone that is earning 10 millions, 100,000 is it's not so much for him. So he is another perception. And you don't really have to earn this money actually, but you have to you can make this shift in your mind already because the perception can do it. And it's nothing else if you go with a fly or you fly somewhere and you look down on the earth, everything is so small and the buildings are so small. And, you know, the city is a big one, but from above, it's just a small peanut. Yeah. And this is perception and you can do it all the time. You can just zoom out, zoom in as you need, and you can do it with your mind. So if someone told you, okay, 100,000 is a lot. Okay, what will Bill Gates say about it? Is it a lot? No, it's just peanuts. I can do it. I can do it in 1 day, 1-2 days. Yeah. So this perception is the ability of our mind to see the things from another perspective. And we can do it with everything. It could be money. It could be relationships. It could be everything.
Mm. Yeah. So the thermostat in your brain needs to be pretty much dialed up, right? That's the best way to put it is that we're either thermometers or we're thermostats. We either set the temperature or we just respond to the temperature.
Exactly. And you start with the idea. You have to see yourself having the 100K on the 1 million or 10 million. And if you can see it in your mind and you do every day a little small step ahead, it could be just learning something new or reading some new book. It could be a small step that will help you with time to reach your goal. But you start with the idea. And if you can imagine it in your mind and you do something about it every day, constantly with time, you will be moving ahead and you will reach it one day.
Is there anything that stands out in your life that you did have like a pinch me moment that maybe you dreamt of something many years prior and there it was real? I have a few of those in my life, whether it's driving my dream car, whether it was a certain date that I went on with a girl, or a certain thing that I did with sharing the stage with some people I looked up to for 10 years. You know, these are moments that I once dreamt about 10 years prior. And it's almost as if, you know, it's only a matter of time before that vision comes to life. And if you just never give up hope that it's possible, it's going to come to life. And therefore, now I believe so much in my ability to dream the painting, that I know that I'll be able to paint the dream. It just takes a matter of resources, a matter of time. And if I have the patience, I can make it happen. So is there anything like that for you?
Yeah, there are a few things also as in your life. But the last one, of course, the writing of the book. Yeah, I was never thinking about before that I will write a book or more of them. And now actually there, and there are four books now outside. I'm writing the next one. And it fulfills me, and this is something I was not really thinking 10 years ago that I will achieve something like that. And it's for me like, okay, I spent a lot of time. I was there. I was writing it. I was dreaming about it, how it will be coming live. And now it's out there, and hopefully it's helping others as it was helping me, because the ideas are actually really what I learned, and I put it there, and they are helping me every day to move ahead.
Well, you have multiple books now, which is, you know, I think it's, there's studies that show that 87% of people in the United States want to write a book, less than 3% ever do. So by writing two, think about the stats that are in your favor now, that you have something that people want to do, and you've done it twice, right? It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Thanks.
And that's why we preach to anybody out there. If you're an entrepreneur looking to really separate yourself from the pack, write a book. And if there's one person out there who's struggling with this, what would you say to them? Is it, you know, start to use your, maybe analyze some things that you're afraid of, and use fear as fuel to transform your life? Or whether it's understanding that there's a thing called Parkinson's law that's pretty much playing in your favor or against you. The amount of time you give yourself is how long it's going to take. So maybe condensed time. What is one or two takeaways that you would give to somebody who's on the fence, struggling with adopting that money mindset or magnet mindset?
Yeah, I would say forget the fear. It's not working. It's really the opposite side of it. So really need hope. Yeah. Hope to have the feeling that it's possible. And then just start to dream, start to imagine that it's possible and you can do it. And if you find just one thing that's in your mind and you start to hope that it will be possible, then you don't have to make the big step like find a money case with the 1 million. No, you start with a simple, basic baby step. The first thing you can imagine, and it could be something like going to Google and make some research for 5 minutes. It could be your first step.
Nice.
To moving ahead to your goal. So, and the next day you will come with another idea that will be perhaps better than 5 minutes on Google research. And you just have to be constant. You have to do it every day, because the momentum is so important in physics and also in your thinking. If you are able to do constantly every day a small change, then with time, you will reach another heights that you was not believing that it's possible. But you have to be constant and you have to do it every day.
So I'm reading through some of the testimonials of or reviews of your book, and I hear the word clarity quite a bit. And I think that that is absolutely crucial to becoming a go-to source of information for somebody, becoming the expert, really getting what you want, having the clear picture of what your life looks like 5 years from now, the car you drive, the clothes you wear, the girl you're dating, the guy you're dating, whatever it is. And so clarity to me is absolutely instrumental. And I think maybe you are applying the laws of physics to this. So can you tell us maybe why being clear really does give you the upper hand?
I think the clarity comes because I always sometimes say that, of course, I'm not the native English speaker, as you can hear also. I speak for another languages. But the thing is, if I can't explain it with a lot of words, I don't need them. I can explain just easy as I can. So I have few words that I can use, and I explain them as easy as it is possible, that everyone understands. Because I say also to the salespeople, if you have someone who already knows the product from A to Z, he will speak a lot of about the features, about the things, and he will just kill the customer with a lot of information. But if you have some other salespeople who just know the basics, but he's enthusiastic, the sales conversation will be much better because he can just relate more to the customer. He can show him the benefits, and he put the most important part ahead in front of his eyes. And that's what I'm doing with my books. I'm not writing complete foreign language. Yeah, I'm using really easy language to everyone to understand. And this, I think, is also helping me to keep this clarity for the people. Because if you read them one paragraph and afterwards you are thinking 30 minutes about it and you don't know what I mean, then I think it's not really clear. Yeah.
Well, even whenever you apply just understanding your vision of your life 5 years from now and you have that picture in your mind, you're able to say yes or no to opportunities pretty fast, right? Which maybe gives you an advantage because of speed. And if there's anything that I've learned in this entrepreneur game is that individuals will always respect and pay for speed and convenience. And if you are speedy with your decisions and you're speedy with your delivery and with your words and with the answers, you're going to win. And so once again, force equals mass times acceleration. Speed is a part of the game. The faster you are at communicating your message, inciting some type of excitement in somebody else, or creating some type of energy that you want around you, the faster the better. And therefore, clarity is a recipe to speed.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Ooh, it's good. Excellent.
Yeah.
So outside of your book, is there one that you recommend? You talked about Bob Proctor. Is there any other books that you recommend to our audience? Or to our listeners?
Yeah, so I was speaking a lot, writing a lot about the physics and the relation to the thinking in the second book. I would say the first one in the series, The Sky's in the Limit, is No Limit, So Reach for the Stars, explain more the journey, how I get from the scratch, from the bottom up. So it's really easy for someone who is really down and need the first steps how to move ahead. To use it, but of course there are a lot of books that I already was reading before. Books from Bob Proctor, Joe Vitale. I see Rich Dad Poor Dad.
That's the one, right?
I know it. I think it was. I was reading it 20 years ago or something like that. But the concepts are not. I was not really using them in my life. Yeah, you can understand it perceptually, but you can see. If you understand it really, then if you can show some results. And before the results come, I was not really using the ideas in these books. There are great books outside, which I will, you know, the Napoleon Hill book, the Think and Grow Rich, of course, that's a must for everyone.
Yep, absolutely.
And of course, The Wall is the Wattles. That's my favorite book.
Wait, which one?
From Wallis, the Wattles. The now comes.
Do you not know that one?
I know it. I read it a lot. Oh my god!
Wow, I gotta check that one out. I don't know that one.
Wallis, the Wattles. Just a small book. Give me a sec.
Interesting. I was hoping
the science. I got it. The Science of Getting Rich.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Yes.
That's
I've heard
the one.
Of that.
That's the one. I recommend all the time.
Science of Getting Rich. You know, I don't think I've read that whole thing. I think I picked up an audiobook a long time ago for that.
Yeah.
But
and
Science
on this
of Getting
book,
Rich.
The secret, the film was based on this book. Yeah.
Yeah. I figured you would said, I thought you were going to say The Secret because it's, you know, power of the...
Of course.
Of the mind, right? Attracting everything you want and realizing that's why I looked at books in the very beginning. It's attraction marketing. Attraction marketing to me is, you know, showing people who you are, your story, and the right people will enter your life. The wrong people will deselect you out of their life. And that's exactly what you want.
Yeah. And that's what I also relating because The Secret is talking about the law of attraction, but to put everything in movement, you have to become first a magnet. Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about, because the law of attraction will work if you on the right energy level and if you are the right magnet. So you have to be a magnet, and afterwards everything will come to you.
Excellent. One book that I need to put on my list again, I haven't read it for years, is Dale Carnegie's How to Influence Friends, how to influence and win friends, that book, whatever that
nice one. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just listening to a podcast the other day and it talked about how, you need, if you want influence, you need to be somewhat charming. You need to be likable to some degree and, you know, really makes sense. You know, sometimes you lose that, you know, cause you're like, oh, well, I'm in the right circles and people know my personality. But even when you enter a battlefield of enemies, if you can get them to like you and win friends on the battlefield, you can really, really turn some heads. So I gotta focus on that more. But anyways, I love talking about this stuff. This is a game changer. It really did help me out understanding just that you are a magnet. You are either attracting or repelling, and it's all up to you. So guys, check out his book. It's out there on Amazon. Turn Your Mind into a Money Magnet. And Peter Senzel, you have multiple books, so guys, look at his other ones. Is there a website or a social media channel that you'd like to promote and recommend?
Yes, my website, petersenzel.com.
Okay. Yeah. Social media, are you on X?
I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I also have a TikTok channel, so everything out there. YouTube channel also.
Okay. Easy to find then. That's good. So yeah. Guys, get in touch with him. He knows four languages, all right? Yeah. I can barely speak English, so I commend you for doing that, man. That's good. Well, thanks so much for being here, man. I really appreciate your time. I love the message. And whenever you write that next book, come back on, okay?
I will do.
Got it. Remember, guys, a $1 million book will lead to a $1 million life. Right on.